We always at this time get the latest financial news, and John Taylor is on the line from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And still the repercussions from the tsunami and the earthquake, John.
Yeah, indeed. I thought maybe you were trying to jump ahead to St. Patrick's Day.
You know, maybe
a couple days away. So
that pub crawl.
Yeah. Well, the market's going to open up really ugly this morning as I'm looking at the Dow futures. They're down about 250 points. S&P futures down about 33 points. So the market's going to open up down 2-2.5%. Mostly concerns about the radioactive situation. The winds are blowing toward Tokyo, they say. And it's interesting that it's now coming out how this disaster is affecting some U.S. companies. For example, Texas Instruments. This morning in the pre-market, their stock is down twice as much percentage-wise as the market is. Texas Instruments has a major manufacturing facility that's been shut down. It's in that region there. And it produces about 10% of their output. They make wafers for their chips, of course, there. They're going to try to shift this production to other facilities worldwide. They say that they'll start reinstating production in stages beginning in May, maybe full production in July, shipments starting again in September. But they point out that it's all contingent upon the resumption of continuous power, electrical power and water and that sort of thing. So their stock is getting hammered this morning. Another company, a lot of speculation about how that might be affected, is General Electric. Their stock's down almost 5% this morning pre-market. It turns out that GE supplied the reactors to that troubled plant that we keep seeing images of on TV. However, it's kind of interesting. They really probably don't have any real liability to speak of. There's some international law that's called the channeling law. I've never heard of this before, but it's recognized in Japan, China, France, Germany, Russia, the United States, United Kingdom. And it basically says that if there's an accident like this, that the strict liability does not go back to the suppliers of the nuclear equipment. It goes to the operators of the nuclear equipment and the countries themselves. But the market doesn't really want to hear logic right now, so even though GE probably doesn't have any strict liability because of those nuclear facilities, the problems there and the equipment they supplied, their stock's getting hammered anyway. But there is some good news out there, and we keep talking about the fact that companies are sitting on huge hoards of cash, continue to figure out ways to try to return that cash to shareholders. We're seeing a lot of companies increase dividends. Hewlett-Packard announces that they're going to raise their dividend by 50%. Certainly a good number. And Williams-Sonoma, one of the favorite companies of the women in my household, they reported earnings that were very good. They reported earnings of $1.08 a share. The Street was expecting about 98 cents, way up over last year. They say they're going to increase their dividend 13%. Same-store sales, they see growing 3 to 5% this year. Total sales growing even stronger than that. So even though you're seeing a lot of troubling images on TV and it's having a huge impact upon the financial markets, there is some good news out there. One of the other things that's an unintended consequence of this unmitigated disaster there is oil prices and other commodity prices are dropping pretty precipitously worldwide because of the perception there will be a decreased demand. And we're also seeing a flight to safety. A lot of money's going into Treasury, so we're seeing the price of Treasuries go up, which will temporarily lower interest rates on Treasuries, which will help this huge federal debt we have, at least temporarily.
We still have this concern over nuclear plants, too, even in the U.S., as to how they might be affected by some kind of a disaster.
Well, of course, Congress has already said that they're going to have hearings and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I heard a stat this morning. It was interesting that nuclear is 20% of our power in the United States, but it's 70% of our, quote, clean air power. So I hope that they won't react, knee-jerk reaction to this. I mean, clearly this is a disaster, but I hope they'll actually study before they do something.
Congressman Steve Womack will join us here in a minute. I'll ask him about that, John.
Good idea.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
That's John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. John can be reached by calling 479-782-2527. Again, that number is 782-2527. Email John at johntaylor@sternag.com. And that's Stern AG. It's S-T-E-R-N-E, then A-G-E-E.com. So sternag.com. John Taylor at sternag.com.